KNOM Profiles.
Retired Marine Corps Master Sergeant Jerry Ensminger is in Nome today to talk about military toxins in the local environment. Ensminger is known for his tireless efforts to publicize water contamination at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Camp Lejeune's fuel-related contamination, spanning almost over 30 years, is shown to have caused high rates of cancer in children and in men. While North Carolina is a distance from Alaska, the retired Master Sergeant has traveled to the region to talk about the local health risks of contaminated sites on St. Lawrence Island and in Nome. He was invited by the Alaska Community Action on Toxics to speak on a breast cancer awareness tour. Vi Wahi is ACAT's Environmental Health and Justice Program Director.
We wanted to bring Jerry up so that he can share his story and his struggles and the knowledge that he's gained in these 16 years and how to hold the military accountable, or attempting to hold the military accountable. We've been trying to hold the military accountable since they left our island in the 1970s.
Vi says state agencies have not been listening to the concerns that toxins are affecting the health of residents, especially on St. Lawrence Island, where military bases were set up during the Cold War. Now the bases are gone, but contaminants still remain. Vi says there have been increased rates of cancer in the Norton Sound since that happened.
Male breast cancer, but we have cancers never seen before until after the military left. And our cancers are getting younger. Within the past 6 months, we've had 5 people die of cancer, just in Savunga alone. That's not counting Gamble. So we are disproportionately affected by global contaminants through our traditional foods.
However, Vi says that's why ACAT is trying to get the Army Corps of Engineers to have stricter cleanups of the sites. She says so far, cosmetic cleanups have occurred, but that does not show what has already seeped into the ground. On St. Lawrence Island, the main contaminants found include PAHs, which are derivatives from fuels, and PCBs, which come from electrical transformers.
There was up to a total 220,000 gallons spilled that we know of, 160,000 gallons at one time. And the Army Corps of Engineer, who's responsible for the cleanup, is telling us that it's biogenic and that it's natural occurring.
She says research has shown otherwise and has also identified pesticides, heavy metals, asbestos, and lead.
The Suqi River, that used to be one of the most abundant fishing locations, the fish have never recovered because of this massive fuel spill and also the contamination from the main complex. The river is down gradient from the main complex. It was a pretty big installation, several hundred personnel. So after all these years, when you walk in the estuary in the river, you see plumes and sheen, and you can smell it. It is not biogenic.
Vi is one of many who have been personally affected by the military site's contamination.
My dad died of colon cancer. My mom had colon cancer and a lot of other health effects. I've had 3 miscarriages. So many of my uncles and relatives have died of cancer and other illnesses never seen before.
And these newer illnesses are not just in Western Alaska. Ensminger explains that each contamination site is unique. That is, different toxins entering the environment cause different illnesses. In Camp Lejeune, for example, cancer rates in men are high. Currently, 85 men out of up to 1 million people who passed through the camp during those 30 years have been diagnosed with breast cancer. The national average for men is 1 in 100,000. Rates of childhood cancer are also significantly high. Ensminger says the U.S. Department of Defense is the nation's largest environmental polluter. 132 national priority sites currently listed for cleanup are former Department of Defense sites. But Ensminger says it's not only the military causing contamination, it is also private industry.
Unfortunately, most of the people that get subjected to these contaminants are the poor people. They're the ones, after these corporations cause their messes, the military causes their messes, they pack up and leave, and then the people who are left there are normally, usually the poor people who are left with the mess.
Ensminger says contamination is all around the country, and it is vital that communities, especially in Western Alaska, are aware that this is happening.
It is a matter of life and death that people stand up and start having their voices heard.
ACAT and Ensminger were in Savunga and Gamble this past weekend and are in Nome tonight to speak and show a documentary about Camp Lejeune titled Semper Fi, Always Faithful. All are invited to attend. The event will be held at Old St. Joe's beginning at 7 o'clock tonight and running until 9:30. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.